Roland Burt Garner designed and installed about 1,000 art shows across Seattle, everything from pop-up guerrilla shows to top galleries and museums. Well, this week, he died at the age of 75. Roland Burt Garner was a legendary figure to many of the city's artists, but outside of the art world, not many Seattleites knew his name. Who was he?
Half cowboy and half pirate. The cowboy part of him was very disciplined and, you know, get her done, finish the job, do the right thing. And then there was a whole other part of him that was this wild and crazy, outrageous, push the limits artist.
That's Patrice de Monbin. He's the owner of the Virginia Inn and a longtime friend of Roland Burt Garner's. De Monbin remembers exactly what Roland Burt Garner said when he first walked into the Virginia Inn way back in 1981.
We'd barely opened. The walls were bare. He'd come to me and says, "You have to show art at the Virginia Inn." The feeling among artists in that time was like, Seattle was a great place to create art, but a tough place to break into the galleries. And so there wasn't that intermediate step. And for Burt, the Virginia Inn was a natural step. And he said, okay, this is a showcase gallery. You're going to have a lot of first-timers here. And he was very clear with me about this is how you do it. You have to be firm with these people because this is their introduction about how you approach a gallery, how you handle your understanding a letter of agreement or contract, what the gallery is going to do, what you're going to do, all
so,
of these.
So it wasn't just showing their art. You were also kind of teaching them about what it meant to show your art.
Absolutely. So he was the consummate professional. He made it okay to show art in taverns, restaurants, hair salons. That was not happening when in 81, you know. But now there's art everywhere. So that's the most lasting, perhaps, and yet invisible legacy of Burt's.
And how about his own art? Did he display his own art in the artist settings that he set up, like the Virginia Inn?
Yes, he did. Absolutely. Although, you know, he won't be remembered as much for his own art. I mean, he was a bit of a chameleon. I thought of him as kind of a Max Ernst character, because even though he had a career when he first came to Seattle, he'd been showing at the Fountain Gallery in Portland. And they were quite lovely sort of landscapes. They wouldn't call them impressionist, more classical, but high technique. And he was selling those at a good price. He could have kept doing that for the next 40 years and actually made money at it. That was not what he was interested in. Mm-hmm. He was into every new thing that came along. You know, it was pop art, it was op art, it was, you know, hot rod art, it was video art. You know, they got a grant for a video camera. Boom, he's off doing videos. Boom, you know. So it was a very exciting time, and I think he just stirred the pot a lot among other artists.
If you go around Seattle today, where might you see the influence of Roland Burt Garner?
See, that's the thing. You don't see, there's a lot of it's invisible. But
it's there.
It's there. It's very much there. It's there on two fronts. It's easiest to look at Art Tech first and then his influence upon other artists. But those are the two key things where he has had a lasting influence. Burt started Art Tech, which was an outfit which installed the art in all the galleries, basically all the galleries in Seattle. He was the teacher, the mentor, the model for a high level of professionalism and the invisible thing. You see, most people, unless you're an artist, you're not aware when you walk into a gallery or a museum that somebody has designed the progression, the narrative of this, of where those paintings go and how it's put together. He was a master at that, and he mentored others and taught them to do that, as well as the mechanics, packing, how to pack art, how to pack delicate sculpture, you know, Ming Dynasty vases. How do you do that? That was a skill that he brought to Seattle.
And how did he influence others?
He mentored so many artists. I think that's one of his greatest effects and long-lasting effect on the art scene in Seattle, the history of Seattle. He modeled what it is to be an artist, which was like, well, you can break the rules, you can push the limits, you can be outrageous, and yet you have to also be very professional. So there's these two aspects of him, the cowboy and the pirate. And over again, you will hear from artists, now they're in their 50s and 60s, right? But especially a whole generation, several generations of artists, over and over again, now that he's died, I get all these emails. I owe Burt so much. Burt was the charisma and the energy bunny that inspired everybody and kept them up late at night and made them do their art. And he encouraged them. He cajoled them. He beat them about the head and neck. He says, get back to work. Go back in the studio. You've got something good here. Keep it going. You're not a nothing. You're good. And for him, it wasn't about whether you got sold or didn't sell or you got in a gallery or didn't go to a gallery. It was about whether you were true to your art and you kept doing. And that's what it meant for him to be an artist.
Patrice de Monbine, owner of the Virginia Inn, he was telling about his longtime friend, the artist Roland Burt Gardner. Gardner passed away this week. He was 75 years old.